Jen.
Joe.
Did you moon someone?
Every time I chance I get.
Let's talk about it on today's show. Welcome to 222 Paranormal Podcast with your mooning host.
Moonchild Jen. Shortridge.
Moonchild.
I've changed my name. Joe's Sunny and a Moonchild.
I wish I could remember some of their songs, but I know, Sunny and Cher, but
right.
I don't remember. I was a bit young then.
If I could turn back time. That's my Cher impersonation. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
I'm here Tuesdays and Thursdays. 2-drink minimum, everybody. So, Joe, how was your eclipse?
It was cool.
Yeah.
As we all know, the solar eclipse happened a couple days ago, and the world's still here.
We're still here, everybody.
We didn't get raptured.
No rapture.
Well, we're. I know I'm jumping ahead, but I just popped in my head when we were driving back from Wapakoneta. I said, I hope there's all the cars in the church parking lots are gone. We'll drive past the church parking lots. All the cars will still be there. And there'll be clothes laying everywhere.
Didn't happen.
Nope, didn't happen.
Didn't happen.
No, it was cool. I tell you, that was, in 2007. I know there were different ones, but I remember the one in 2017 I was working and I just went outside and looked at it. And yeah, you could see, I had the glasses and you could see the moon go in front of the sun, but it wasn't a total eclipse. And this one, me, Dana, and James drove down to Wapakoneta, Ohio, which is the birthplace of Neil Armstrong, the first man on the moon. And that whole town is so cool. They got astronaut stuff all over the town.
Oh,
and all
neat.
That. But the museum is there, too, the Air and Space Museum.
Mm-hmm.
But we didn't go there. And we ended up going to a winery.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really cool because it's way out in the country. It wasn't close to the town. And you could see for miles. So we get there and they had a party going on and there was probably 200 people there and everybody had their telescopes set up and everything. And there's a guy playing music and they had wine samples and Dana had a wine slushy.
Ooh, that sounds good. Well, how did I miss out on that?
I know. I wish you would have went, but
I was working.
Yeah. But we were over with the crowd a little bit, and we were looking through the glasses, and the sun was starting to get covered, and everybody was, music was playing, all that, and they said when it gets real close, they're going to shut the music down and everything, and they had the last call for alcohol, for a half hour while it was done. Then they said, we're going to open up, the wine again. We just want everything closed so everybody can come outside,
Nice.
But we ended up going over to the side of their house and sat by the wine, what do you call it, the vines or whatever. Because we were over by ourselves. It was really cool. But, I had the glasses on. You could see just a little bit left, and then it went dark. And I didn't think. I had my glasses on looking, and I'm like, oh, I took them off. And you could see it was pitch black out. I mean, it gets so dark. And it was just the weirdest thing was, you look up and you saw the ring.
Yeah.
But you could see red dots all the way around it. And in perfect in focus, you could see the solar flares.
Yeah.
Out the side of the, the ring.
Mm-hmm.
And it lasted for about 5 minutes. We were right in the center of the path.
Yeah.
So we had a long time and just weird.
Cold. It got cold, too.
It dropped about 20 degrees.
It was insane. I was working from home. They sent us home at noon because they didn't want anybody to be on the road. And so I went outside like about 2:45. It happened around, right after 3:00 in Ohio here. And sat in my lawn chair and watched it. And then I got really cold, so I had to go in and get a jacket. And then, man, that darkness was so eerie and so spooky. I can't even tell. Like, everybody I talked to just had the weirdest feeling. Mm-hmm. Like, it was so weird. I was like, oh, the spirits are out.
I was.
For 3 minutes.
Yeah. And it was weird because when it went dark, there was like sunset all the way around us.
Yeah.
You know how you get the red sunset? Mm-hmm. It was all the way around us.
Weird.
And we're out far enough in the country where we could see for miles. It was just so cool. I'm so glad we went down there.
Yeah.
But everything went quiet. The farm animals all got quiet. I did see one bird fly over, but he was chirping. He's probably going, what the hell, what the hell, what the hell? But just, that's the first time I've ever seen that. I've been wanting to see it forever, and it was amazing. I didn't realize you could see the sun flares, mm-hmm. the solar flares coming out of the sun.
Yeah.
And they were perfectly clear. It's not like they were out of focus. They were sharp in focus. And another thing I noticed, too, when the sun started coming back, the color of the light mm-hmm. around us was pure white.
Yeah.
It was the most bizarre thing I've ever seen.
So strange. Yeah, it was really, really intense and cool and mm-hmm. spooky all at the same time. And after that, I got on the road, my sister and I, your sister and I, we had to go up to Detroit because mm-hmm. my nephew was being pinned. He made lieutenant in the Detroit Police Department. Congratulations, Brandon. And so we're going up there. The traffic was so bad because it was 4 o'clock. So it was an hour after, about 45 minutes after the eclipse happened. The traffic was so heavy. It took us 1 hour to travel 3 miles on the expressway.
No way.
Yeah. From the Toledo border to 3 miles up, it took us 1 hour. So there was construction. So we got past that. But when we were coming home, I'm not kidding you, there were hundreds of thousands of cars on the expressway going north in Michigan. And like when you're on 75 going north in Michigan, you can see this other road, which is called Telegraph. And it's like a main street that goes all the way up to Birmingham, Michigan, where I used to work. But anyways, and it was bumper to bumper for miles. And like, so going, we were going south because we were coming home, but the going north was nothing but complete dead stop for miles, probably 100 miles, everybody trying to get home. It was, I felt so bad for those people in that traffic.
Yeah.
But it was crazy.
Dana and James drove down here and picked me up. Mm-hmm. And it's normally a 40-minute drive. It took them 2.5 hours to get here.
Oh my goodness.
You know, after the eclipse, we went into the little town there, Wapakoneta, mm-hmm. mm-hmm. walked around and checked it out. It was really cool.
Yeah.
And because we knew that the traffic would be so bad. We're like, not even going to try. So we just went down there and hung out in the little town for a little bit. And I kept looking at the map and the Google map, you could see the red zones.
Mm-hmm.
And every like 20 minutes, they got higher and higher. So we just see the traffic flowing north.
Yeah.
And luckily, when they dropped me off, traffic wasn't too bad, but the road that they're going to go on, which is called 23, mm-hmm. was dead stop. So I told him, I said, don't even just take the country roads all the way up.
Yeah.
I said, you know, I told them the different mm-hmm. roads to go on, and hopefully they did that. I haven't heard from her how long it took her to get there.
Yeah.
But a few other things about the solar eclipse. The big thing was that the world was going to end,
mm-hmm.
and it didn't.
It did for some people. There was a lot of suicides during the
really?
Eclipse. Yes, and they're not putting that on the national news, which is fine because, you know, mm-hmm. you don't want too much doom and gloom, but that's really sad.
Yeah.
It's really sad that, you know, either people planned that. But, you know, on the good news, there was hundreds and hundreds of people who got married during the solar eclipse, which I thought was really cool.
We were talking about that when we were sitting there waiting, and we're like, can you imagine if people were getting married? It's like, do you want the ceremony during the eclipse?
Mm-hmm.
Then you'd miss it. But so it's like, it's a once in a lifetime thing, you know? And of course, marriage is too, but well.
For some people, Elizabeth Taylor. She had 8. I've had none. Thank you very much.
If you have your ceremony during the eclipse, you're going to miss it. But hey, it's a story. But, you know, the first time that a solar eclipse actually was viewed, mm-hmm. that record of it, because, I mean, obviously it's been happening for millennium, mm-hmm. was in 12,000 BC.
Oh my goodness.
That was the first record of it. But
woolly mammoth saw it.
Was there records before that? Because that's when they think the flood happened.
Oh.
And
there probably was. It was probably all got destroyed or crumbled mm-hmm. away.
I saw a picture of the first photographed. It was mm-hmm. in the 1800s. I don't know the exact date, but uh-huh. it was interesting because in that photograph you could see solar flares, just like I was talking about. Yeah. And I think that's what really stuck in my mind, is you could see them, because a solar flare, when, like, you know, you look at the pictures of the eclipse this time, and you can mm-hmm. see them in all the photographs because they were there.
Yeah.
Just think that the complete Earth can fit inside that loop, you know?
Mm-hmm. It's yeah, it, you can't imagine that. Mm-hmm. Imagine how big the sun is. And it's so crazy to think that we're just in the perfect spot, right? We are a planet that doesn't burn up because of the sun. Mm-hmm. We're able to have light. It's
the Goldilocks. Goldilocks zone.
Yeah, it's so strange. Mm-hmm. So cool.
But some of the theories that were out there before, you know, they mm-hmm. said things were good. I mean, they said they're, you know, the National Guard was coming in. Well, that's traffic. They were so worried about the millions of people coming in.
Yeah.
But
they great said for that, the economy, for the yeah. Midwest economy, though. Oh, like, yeah. Ohio is, like, probably the heart of it all. And, I mean, they said that every hotel room in Toledo was booked. Every Airbnb
in the path.
I should have rented my house out for Airbnb and made money, and I did not. I'm so dumb.
I know. I know you are. Oh.
Ooh.
I could have done the same thing. I could have rented out the studio so people could talk on their pair.
Right? Podcast. Stay in a haunted house during the eclipse. Oh, well.
But
next time in 177 years.
They said that they were going to launch two rockets and also start up the Large Hadron Collider, which was going to cause the Earth to explode or whatever, and it didn't happen.
I'm still standing. You know,
I mean, I can predict the past. I can.
Yeah.
One of the other ones, the other theories that was interesting was called the Goliath theory. Now, in the year 2017, the path of the eclipse that happened then went over a town, I believe it was called Macarta. And that is the exact place where this year's one also went over. It was like the X, the cross.
Oh, okay.
And right next to that is where the Goliath Park is. Mm-hmm. And the Goliath Park is supposed to be a place where giants were found.
Oh.
So they named it Goliath Park. And it just so happens that that is where the eclipse crossed over twice, you know, mm-hmm. made an X. And they said that it was a conspiracy to cover up the fact that there were still giants there. And when the eclipse happened, they snuck the giants out so no one would notice.
In 3 minutes or less.
Yeah. And they also, that the weathermen mm-hmm. predicted heavy cloud cover months in advance. They said there was going to be heavy cloud cover that day. Uh-huh. And that's to get the giants and hide the giants from us normals and take them away.
I think I'm anti-normal because I'm so short.
But that was one of the conspiracy theories. The other one had to do with it was a sign from God because the eclipse that happened in 2017, all the towns that it went over were named for the Bible and different mm-hmm. Bible verses and that. Mm-hmm. This year, all the towns that they went over were names of doom and gloom. And I wish I saw that, you know, conspiracy theory on a video and I couldn't find it. I'm like, I wish I had the names of the towns, but I remember looking up some of the names that they mm-hmm. mentioned and they're not even close to being where the path was.
Hell, Michigan.
Yeah.
Hello. Welcome to Hell, Michigan.
Which we've been to many, many times.
Oh, yeah. For sure. It's kind of fun. If you have a motorcycle, it's like a big motorcycle haven in the mm-hmm. summer. So you guys can ride up there and have some ice cream at Hell, Michigan.
But that was really cool to see all the, I don't know if I should say cool, but that was really cool mm-hmm. to see all the theories and all these people. And, you know, the one I saw today, he's like, what is covering up the sun? It ain't the moon. And he panned over and he's, there's the moon right there. I'm like, oh my God. And another one was, why couldn't you see the moon? If they say it passed in front of the sun, you couldn't see the moon with your naked eye. It's like, because the sun was right in front of it or right behind it.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So two things are going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
One, spike in eye doctor visits because people were forgetting to put their glasses on or accidentally looking at the sun before it was time. And 2 9 months from now, the surge in the population may go up. wah, wah, wah.
Because there was a lot of moons. Right. About.
Some moon fan dangling. No, but it's fun. It was really cool. Like, I was thinking, okay, if it goes dark like that, are we going to see more shadow? Like, is the ghost going to come out for 3 minutes or something? But it was weird because people are saying they have been having the strangest dreams. The night of the eclipse, yeah. I had the weirdest dream. My cousin in New Orleans, she had a really, really odd dream. There's a lot of people online saying that their dreams are really, really bizarre, and they're remembering people who don't remember their dreams due to the eclipse. And it could very well have some kind of effect on,
it could,
you know, your brain waves, or, you know, just the spiritual realm in general coming. I don't know. I think it was interesting.
I think it did in a lot of ways because it was such an emotional thing and something that doesn't happen every day. And even us sitting there in that field looking at it, I don't want to say I, you know, felt any different, but you all do because it's something so cool and so different.
And rare, you know, and so many people are experiencing it at the same time. It's almost like, you know, when New Year strikes and you watch it seeing strike around the different cities around the world. It's that feeling like, oh, it's another year.
But if you think about it, I mean, you know, we've heard about the power of prayer and those experiments where they had thousands of people praying for something at the same time. Mm-hmm. It's kind of that same thing because it is an emotional event that happens. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I know driving down to Wapakoneta, every rest stop, every truck stop, every church we saw, every field we saw, Bowling Green State University on their big hill, there were thousands of people.
Wow.
You know, and they're all them people experiencing something that emotional at the same time.
Yeah. Positive
too. Yeah, positivity had to have some effect on the the realm of the paranormal or whatever.
Mm-hmm. So how many people do you think turned into werewolves and started howling at the moon during the 3 minutes? It started, it was funny too, because in some places it started at 2:22 p.m.
Yeah.
Which Joe and I are like, it's 2:22, which I've been seeing like crazy in the last, since the eclipse. I think I've seen 2:22. I cannot tell you how many times.
222 times.
Probably. Like today, just before I came here, there was a news story that there's this company that's giving $222 million to the local hospital to help people pay their bills.
Mm-hmm.
Why that random 222 number? You know what I mean? It's just like $222 million. I'll take it.
Yeah.
Send it my way. I do have a hospital bill I'm paying on, so maybe I can get it paid. But just really, really odd. Like, I've seen it on license plates, receipts, heard it, clocks. Where else did I see it? It was really random. But anyways, I don't know. Like, it's like the luck is intensified.
Yeah.
Like, everything good now is going to shift into the positive.
And that's what I mean. I think it did have a huge effect on people in the realm of the paranormal. I mean, we do know that the moon does affect the paranormal field. But I think the big thing was that it was such a positive and happy thing, and everybody was cheering and everything. And it was just, I don't know. It's just, when we always talk about putting that out in the universe, and I think everybody's emotions at the time.
Yeah.
It would be really interesting to see like Mansfield or places like that where it actually went over. And that'd be good. I might message Greg about that.
Yeah.
See if the activity ramped up.
Yeah, for sure.
I do know that some people were doing experiments during the paranormal.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, so, that's cool.
But like Mansfield itself, they were right in the path of totality. So they had a huge party. And I was thinking about going there, but it was like, it's like 2 hour drive for me.
Yeah.
But we ended up going down to the Wapakoneta, which was really cool too. Yeah. But I wonder about that is, do these haunted locations, did they notice a ramp up of activity during
that the eclipse? Be really interesting to see, because everybody wanted to go out and see the eclipse, but to be inside. No, I know, you know, because I have a lot of weird stuff happen in my house, had a spooky vibe in my house. So it was happening about 5 after 3. It was about halfway there. And then that's when it started getting cold.
Yeah.
And so I went back in the house and to get my jacket because I was like, I'm freezing. And I went in the house and it just felt eerie.
Mm-hmm.
And I had Friday night into Saturday morning, something really bizarre happened. Or was it Thursday night? I can't remember. But I had just fallen asleep and I've been having trouble sleeping like terribly lately. And I don't know what's going on. You know, there's a lot of things going on in my life. When is it there, right? So I had just fallen asleep and it was like 12:30. I fell asleep at midnight. It was 12:30 and something, a man's voice shouted in my ear so loud that I literally jumped awake. I was sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
Jumped awake. Oh, no, I'm sorry. It was 4 o'clock. I fell asleep at 3:30. It was 4 a.m. because I had to check my camera on my house. And I had like this adrenaline rush, like all through my body. I don't know if you've ever had one, but it is the weirdest feeling. Like you can't move. Adrenaline is just going up and down your body. Like all the electricity in your body is going up and down. So I sit there for a while. I think somebody's in my house, right? Mm-hmm. You know, because like you wake up and you hear something, blah, blah, blah. And so I sit up and the hair on the back of my neck literally stood up. Now, that's only happened one other time. Yeah. That was when, where were we? One of the haunted places. I mean, literally the hair was standing like this. I was like, what the heck? And I looked around the house and there was nothing. So I got my phone and I looked at my camera and there was somebody out in front of my house. And it's 4 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, okay.
So I was telling my friend, I was like, oh my gosh, I wanted to call you because I was scared. I wanted you to come over. And he was like, well, maybe it was an angel waking you up to warn you.
Yeah.
And I never thought about that. I was thinking the other realm, like something's in my house and it's yelling in my ear, yeah. Right? I thought, oh yeah, maybe it was something, a protective type thing, you know? Yeah. But, you know, I thought, okay, leading up to the eclipse were weird things happening mm-hmm. to everybody. But after the eclipse, now everybody's having these weird dreams and, you know, there feels like a shift in the universe. Weird stuff is happening, but I think it's going to be a positive shift.
I do too.
Like more good things are coming away and, you know, Joe's luck's going to change. He might actually win bingo.
I might. Yeah. Instead of coming one number away every time. You know, Dana was mentioning, I think she said Mercury's in retrograde or something.
Yes.
One of the planets.
Yeah.
And she's like, it's going to be a weird weekend. We're on our way to the show.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a show Saturday night. The Ruiners played at a bowling alley called Bolero, which is a great place. Yeah. It's so much fun. But it was the weirdest night. So many things happened. We got there.
Uh-huh.
Load-in was at 7. We got there at 7. They went on at 9. And we loaded in. Everything was going good. The rest of the band got stuck on the expressway behind an accident.
Oh,
they weren't in the accident, but they got stuck in this accident. Uh-huh. And the guy's like, you go on at 9 and no one's here yet. We're like, yeah, they said they're on their way. And they showed up at like 5 of 9. Oh. So we rushed and got everything set up. But
grab your guitars and go.
So the one guitar player, Josh, he went to plug his amp in and the little plug that you plug the guitar into broke off his amp. So we had to fix that.
Oh my God.
Then during the show, the lead singer's microphone went out and he couldn't figure it out. So he grabbed the backup mic and use that one, but he has this little box that he does reverb and all that out of, so we couldn't use that. I look over and Dana's remote for her, she does wireless, her remote kept falling off her guitar strap, which is like impossible, so I had to keep rushing over and putting it back.
Oh my goodness.
And then she tries to play and she couldn't play, nothing was coming out of the bass. So she signaled to me and I ran over and grabbed a cord, plugged it in, you know, got rid of the remote. I plugged it in direct and it didn't work. Here what happened was her amp got turned down to zero.
How? Oh, it must have been haunted.
I'm telling you, all this stuff happened that night. Weird stuff. And that was Saturday, you know, just before the eclipse.
Yeah.
And they said that, what'd you say, Mercury?
Is in retrograde, okay. Yeah. Which they say when it's in retrograde, I think we talked about this in
a couple shows ago.
Yeah, it was kind of cool. You know, don't sign contracts. Just be really cautious. You know, just double check things. And, you know, mm-hmm. that kind of like just be prepared type thing, because something may happen. But if you're prepared and you know, you can avoid some of this like conflict or whatever is going on during
another thing
retrograde
about the eclipse. And I was listening to Darkness Radio today, Tim Isro, mm-hmm. Tim Dennis. And he was talking about, that was my foot.
Oh, okay.
He made a noise. It's just a spook.
I jumped.
It's like the Fox sisters clicking her toes. Right. But he was talking about eclipse sickness. It's just exactly what you were saying, how mm-hmm. after the eclipse, people are saying that they feel funny, that things happen. They just don't feel like normal. Mm-hmm. They call it the eclipse sickness. So it is something. And it is affected by, you know, the paranormal is affected by that. I mean, we talk about the full moon. Well, it wasn't really a full moon. It was the absence of the moon.
Mm.
Because even though it was right there, you couldn't see it because the sun was so much brighter.
Yeah.
You know, basically all the light was on the other side of the moon. But it's just that the moon, you know, like you'll be able to go out and see the moon during the day, but that's called Earth shine, where the light of the Earth is shining back on the moon. You can mm-hmm. see it, but during the eclipse, you can't see the moon, you know.
Interesting.
And who knows? I mean, if you're listening to this, did you have paranormal experiences? How have you felt since the eclipse? Mm-hmm. I don't think I feel any different. You know, I don't notice anything different.
We're always feeling weird, though, Joe. Yeah. Okay, hang on. Let me fix. People are having a lot of visual problems right now and unable to focus. That's one of the things.
You mean visually, not just mentally? No, I mean...
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that because they looked at the sun?
Probably. Now, you know, there's no scientific evidence that there's a direct effect between lunar eclipses and mental health. But, I mean, from what we saw, you know, some of the things going on in the world, craziness, you know, like that woman, did you see that report of that woman who killed her boyfriend and then threw her children out of the car, one passed, and then drove into a pole or something in California in Redondo Beach, and then she died like because of the eclipse.
Yeah, but and that's like the lady that she went in and was shoot. She said that God told her to shoot people.
Oh, I didn't hear
that. You know, that's... Mm-hmm. I don't think that's because of the eclipse. I think that's because they already had mental issues, and it's just an opportunity because it was different.
Yeah, and they say that the sun's a portal. Some people think, you know, the sun's a portal, and that passing over it kind of closed that portal, which, you know, if there's too many portals open, that's not good either. Now, the eclipse has been making people weird. There's reports of headaches, nausea, irregular periods, and a slew of other side effects. So people are feeling really tired, too. But that could have been just because it's, you know, you're so hyped up for this, and then you have to drive home, and you're exhausted, right? But
yeah, but they're talking days later.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, but it's cool. I think it's really interesting, and it'll be interesting to see, like, how bright the next full moon is. Because don't we have a full moon coming up here shortly?
I'm sure we do. I mean, you do it like once a month.
Yeah. Really?
No. And if you have two in 1 month, that's called a blue moon.
Oh, okay. I forgot about that. We did do, you guys go back and listen to our shows. We did a few shows about the effects of like lunacy, the different moons, mm-hmm. which was really cool because they have different names and different meanings. And, you know, a lot of that is tied to the Native American culture.
Yeah.
You know, it's like the beaver moon and the strawberry moon and harvest moon. And I always think that's really fascinating to see all of that.
You know, the ancient Chinese theories or whatever behind the solar eclipse was that the dragon ate the sun or something like that, and they had to shoot it to release the sun. But there were so many different things of the solar eclipse throughout the millennium about, or, you know, different theories of what it was. You know, a lot of it was the, like in Egypt, they believe that the sun god got captured or something. And I forget them all. I was listening to a video today on it, and it was interesting how the different cultures viewed the solar eclipse. And you think, well, it was a 3-minute event.
Yeah.
And it's random because the way that the Earth rotates and the angle of the Earth and all that's not always the same path. Now, there is a regularity, and did they call them epochs? I can't remember the name, but there's regularity, and that's how they can predict when. And it all has to do with the length of the year, all that. And so they know when the solar eclipses are going to happen. And I believe that in ancient times, they knew because they were so in tune with
the planets, the stars
and everything. But, you know, they even go as far as they said that Stonehenge could predict eclipses. And then I think that reasoning is that they knew so much. I mean, you look at the Great Octagon Mound in Newark, Ohio, and that's a lunar calendar. And it's based on the 18-year cycle of the moon. And in that 18-year cycle, they can predict when the eclipses are going to happen.
Oh, that's so fascinating. I wonder what, do you know if they stopped airline travel during that time?
That was another conspiracy theory.
Oh, okay.
Was the FAA put flight restrictions in place and no one was allowed to fly in the path of totality or nothing. And that was, you know, another conspiracy theory saying that the government is controlling it and all that. And it's like, no, the reason they did that is because they didn't want everybody flocking to that part.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Because, yeah, you know, the jets that fly over like Spirit Airlines and all the big jets flying at 30,000 feet, you know, they have to stay away from each other. But they were worried about all the small pilot, you know, the like the Cessnas and all that flying in the airspace because it's really, it is regulated because you have to tell them where you're flying and all that. Yeah. But, you know, they expected a lot of people to be flying in the, in that path. So they didn't want to do that.
Yeah.
And I think that's why they restricted air flight through there. You know, another thing, I think I said it earlier about the National Guard, they call, you know, everybody's saying the government's calling in the National Guard and all that. It's like, it's because you've got millions of people trying to drive.
Yeah, to the Midwest.
Yeah.
I would, it would be really interesting to find out, like, how many people came to Ohio.
Yeah.
Because what the amount of traffic I saw going back into Michigan was ridiculous. Yeah. I never seen anything like it ever. Even, you know, and I drove up to to Taylor and Birmingham for 20 years from Ohio to Michigan. Seen a lot of accidents, seen a lot of backups, seen a lot of construction, but I never ever saw anything like I seen this. And it, yeah. And people just parked on, you know, those little side roads along the expressway, just, you know, like by Luna Pier and stuff like that. Luna Pier was ridiculous. I'm sure there was a million people there. And then, yeah, it was.
Well, that was my plan to begin with. I was like, I'm just going to start heading towards Cleveland because Cleveland was in the path. And I was just going to pull off the road somewhere, see it, and then come home.
Yeah.
You know, so I didn't get into traffic, but we ended up going to Wapakoneta because they were having a party at the winery. And Dana always makes, you know, the parties. Yeah. Which I'm glad she did because it was really special. And it was really cool to actually be able to sit down and see it. And
enjoy. I had a great view in my backyard. It was perfect. Like the tree wasn't in the way. It was, it was great. I just sat in my little lawn chair and then I had to go back to work. That was so uneventful. But, you know, I was looking too, because we were talking about eclipses in the moon. You know, some of the symbolism. You know, like the eclipse is affecting my speech, Joe. We can't podcast. Just it's send us.
It's affecting my math skills, too. Yeah,
yeah, send us moon pies, everybody. We need snacks.
Why didn't we have moon pies during the
I don't know. See? Do you know what a moon pie is?
No.
Okay, so.
I know it's a like a tart or whatever.
It's like a biscuit.
Yeah.
Covered in chocolate with marshmallow in the middle. Okay. Which sounds really good.
Yeah.
So some of the moon symbols and meanings significant in different world cultures. Now, you know, the moon can symbolize mystery or feminine energy or cyclical change, but many cultures associated with the moon and time, a passage of time and months, they use it to track their calendars, right? I did hear something where somebody was saying, one of the conspiracy theories, that there was actually there's 13 months in the year instead of 12. Yeah. I don't know what that was all about, but I just heard that. You know, as we're exploring like the meaning of the moon, it sheds a lot of light on folklore and myth and tradition. And some of those people say that it represents, you know, like I said, the passage of time, the ebb and flow of life. In astrology, the moon is a very powerful influence on humans' emotions. It's said to affect their behavior and their moods and personality traits. And the moon is a deity or a spiritual or supernatural being in mythology and folklore. It's also associated with magic, dreams, and nighttime. We associate, you know, with mystery. For thousands of years now, the symbol of the moon has been also used as something for the unexplained or the unknown. The moon's phases repeat in a regular pattern, and its cycles are helping mark time for centuries. However, the moon's behavior is only sometimes predictable, and its influence on the earth and its inhabitants needs to be fully understood, which I don't know if we 100% understand it, but we do have, you know, good documented proof that when it's a full moon, people act cuckoo for cocoa puffs. Yeah,
just
right?
Ask any nurse or anybody in the emergency rooms.
Right. You know, one of the things is they use the moon as feminine energy, like the sun is male and the moon is female. That traces back to ancient cultures that saw the moon as a sign of fertility and as the goddess of the night. Some cultures associate the moon with feminine aspects of life, like birth, growth, renewal, and is also seen as a symbol of cyclical in nature, representing the stages of a woman's life from, you know, being young into fertile to pregnant to childbirth. It also stems from the tidal influence and the metaphor of ebb and flow for life. Tides rise and fall in response to the moon's gravitational pull and symbolize the life's cyclical and unpredictable nature. Some cultures talk of the moon as a symbol for change. You know, if it's a natural part around us of like the change with the moon cycles, tracking calendars, but a lot of people view it as like change of seasons, cycles of birth, death, rebirth. The moon's cyclical changes are a metaphor for the cyclical patterns of change and transformation, and which is a natural part of life, right? Its regular appearances in the sky have inspired countless myths, legends, and stories that explore the themes of change and renewal. And then in astrology, the moon represents the cyclical cycle and its phases and movements, which have a powerful influence on humans' emotions and behaviors. It's said to represent the inner and emotional self, and its cycles affects the up and downs of our moods, emotions, and feelings.
Yeah.
You know, the moons and the tides, we've talked about a lot on the shows. It causes the water to pull and bulge, creating two high tides in the day as the earth rotates underneath the ocean. So the tide doesn't come up and down. It's the earth stretches, actually, which is really interesting. You know, the gravitational pull of the moon causes the tides to rise and fall. So the waves are highest when the moon is directly overhead or directly underfoot, as they say. It's the phenomenon known as spring tide. So the tides are lower when the moon is at the first and third quarter phase, which is called the neap tide. In addition, the moon's gravitational pull, the sun has a weaker but significant effect on the tides. So when the moon and the sun are aligned, as they are during the full or new moon, the combined gravitational pull creates an exceptionally high tide, which is known as spring tides. When the moon and sun are at right angles, their gravitational pull partially cancel each other out, and then it creates what they call the neap tide. I'm wondering if when we had that rogue wave I don't even know if we told, did we tell the listener, did I don't we know. Tell you listeners what happened to us in St. John, U.S. Virgin Islands? So Joe, tell them briefly.
Yeah.
I think it was a full moon because remember the moon was out the day before.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. It, that was the weirdest thing. We, there was a bad storm. Jen got to ride, drive in the hills of St. John's.
Oh my God.
And
can't even tell you how, I mean, they're steep. They're like what, 90 degree inclines?
No, not that much, but it sure feels like it.
Yeah.
But we're up in the, literally in the clouds, but there was a lot of static electricity in the air. There was a lot of stuff, but the next day we went down to the beach and we didn't snorkel or nothing because the waves are so high. And usually you don't get high waves
it wasn't
in
like
the islands because all the islands are out there and it protects, you know, from the sea.
And it wasn't even storm season. This was just like this random storm that had come through like all of the tropical islands for like one day.
Yeah. And we were on the beach and there were waves crashing. And by the time the wave got to the beach, it was ankle deep, you know, where we were standing. We were leaving and we're walking along and the waves are hitting my feet at ankle deep. Next thing I know, it's hitting me waist deep. And everybody on the beach that were sitting there got washed off the beach. All that was the weirdest wave I've ever
swept
seen.
Swept out of their chairs, like elderly people, children, all of their possessions just got soaked. And it happened so fast and nobody saw it coming. But we were all watching the ocean.
Yeah, I was watching the waves, but at that time we were walking away and I didn't see it happen.
Can't turn your back on the ocean.
Makes me mad because I wanted to see a big wave. But,
yeah,
you know, then now that you talk about it, yeah, it was during a full moon.
Oh, that was so weird.
How does a full moon have effect on the human body if we're 90-some% water or whatever?
Mm-hmm.
How does that affect? I mean, if that gravitational pull affects that, maybe that's why during full moons and that people
go cuckoo.
Go cuckoo. But then again, the only reason it's a full moon is because the way that the sun is on the other side of the earth shining on the moon. So we see all the part that's lit.
Yeah.
How would that have an effect? But it does.
And, you know, we're not making fun of anybody who has mental issues, you know, but I half wonder if because of the gravitational pull, does it pull maybe more of your cerebral fluid from the brain, which makes you go.
It could. It could. It less oxygen, less blood flow.
Do you remember seeing like, I can't even remember all of the movies, but many of the movies that where they show like people in insane asylums during the full moon and then somebody turns into a werewolf, you know, that kind of thing. I was always fascinated by those type of shows. Like, was that really how it was back in those days in these asylums where people were just like eating rats and, you know, walking around naked, you know, talking to Master. I think that was a Dracula movie.
Oh, really?
I don't know.
You want to hear something weird?
Yeah.
Do you ever hear of, now, they found skulls. Mm-hmm. You know, you've heard of elongated skulls, but they found skulls with holes in them, okay? And you're talking thousands of years old.
Mm-hmm.
Skulls with holes in them, and what that's called is trepanation, trepanning themselves.
Okay,
these are people that are drilling holes in their head to get high or get enlightened, and they have found skulls with these holes in them. Okay, Mysterious Universe, check them out. A couple episodes ago, they were talking about it, and what they say is that the reason why they do this is because when babies are born, their skulls are pliable and there's a hole in the middle and they have more blood flow to the brain. And these people are trepanning themselves, which are cutting holes in their own brain to make more blood, more volume of blood up in the head to get enlightened or that. And a lot of people are doing this while they are on LSD and stuff to keep the high going because they say that the blood flow. But the thing is, they had a video of a lady and a guy, different videos that were actually doing it themselves.
Ow.
And they lost almost half their blood out of their body. that's why they're getting dizzy and seeing things and all, because you're losing all that blood. But it's a real thing. People were, and the video that they showed was mm-hmm. a lady that did it in the 70s, I believe. Mm-hmm. She's still alive, and she's saying how her, all of Rex's husbands did it. And
I get a paper cut, and I'm like dying.
Yeah.
And somebody's putting a hole in their head?
So
weird.
That goes back to what you were just saying with maybe people are, they're trying to get more, or maybe the moon has an effect where it's getting either more or less blood in the brain mm-hmm. and making them feel that way. But yeah, look it up. It's so bizarre. And you know, it's one of the only topics that I like right now. I'm just thinking about it and I'm getting a headache. It's like the same thing as, what do you call that?
Lobotomy.
Yes. That's one of the only things that gets me queasy to think. But look it up, folks. Look up skulls with holes in them. They actually trepan themselves. And they're thinking
I can't. I won't look it up. I won't. I'll be up all night like, oh, God, I wish I'd never seen
one of the theories
that.
Behind that is that back thousands and thousands of years ago, they had more knowledge of the brain. Mm-hmm. And they actually, like, there was a story about an emperor who was getting headaches and his... I don't know if you want to call him witch doctor or whatever.
Shaman.
His shaman that kept saying that he had a tumor in his brain. Well, back then they had no x-rays. They had nothing. Mm-hmm. And the guy said, you have a tumor right here and I want to cut a hole in your brain, in your head and let that out. Because they figured mm-hmm. it was like a spirit that they had let mm-hmm. out. And the emperor actually had this guy killed because he said that he was trying to assassinate him by cutting a hole in his head. And they found that what they used to use to cut holes in people's heads were like shark's teeth and stuff like that. So could you imagine digging?
Can't imagine.
But it ended up that this guy died of a tumor on his brain in the exact spot where this guy said he wanted to cut a hole in his head. So maybe back then they knew had knowledge of it. Mm-hmm. And these skulls that they're finding with holes in them were getting operated on, because we do it now.
Sure.
You know, when we do brain surgery now, we're doing the exact same thing, but they're healing. Yeah. And they knew that the people that had this done were holding in such reverence that a lot of them were buried mm-hmm. with necklaces of their hole, the bone from the hole. My God. So that went on a weird topic, but you know.
And the holes were moon shaped, right?
Yeah. Well, full moon. It's a circle.
Oh my God. I won't look it up. I won't, because I just know I will, like, I can never unsee that. There's like a few images in my life that I've ever seen that I was like, I can never unsee.
I do want to do a whole show, and we're going to get someone in the studio here to talk about it, mm-hmm. of the actually elongated skulls and, mm-hmm. you know, were they a natural thing or were they emulating aliens that they saw?
But
yeah, it was just so cool to see the eclipse. I can't say it's a once in a lifetime thing, because you know, if we hit the lottery, I'm gonna go find one. The next one is in
where is it?
Columbia? Columbia.
Yes.
The next one's in Columbia. We can travel to go see it.
Yeah. Yeah. Come on, everybody, get on our Patreon so Joe can go to Columbia and he can go to Columbia.
I'll do live video for him.
Yeah.
But video doesn't do it justice. No, I've saw it the videos and even me trying to take pictures of it with my phone, it just doesn't do it justice. And that's some of the things, you know, even like ghost hunting, that's some of the things that you need to just experience it. Don't worry about trying to show it to someone else. Don't do live videos when you're doing ghost hunts. Experience it for yourself.
Yeah, you know, you can always put the video out later, mm-hmm. you know, but you know, some people like to be interactive. They like, you know, audience to maybe experience things the same mm-hmm. time they're experiencing it. I've been watching a lot of ghost shows and videos lately, and I'm telling you, it's affecting my sleep. I'm like, I get scared, even though we ghost hunt.
Yeah.
I still get scared. I don't know if you guys feel that way, but. You know, if you guys had a great eclipse experience or you had something paranormal happen during your eclipse, you know, let us know.
Yeah, I'd love
to
hear.
Put it on our Facebook mm-hmm. page. We'd love to hear about your experiences, guys. Definitely, You can, even if you want to be anonymous, just send us a DM. We'll read it on this show.
So anyways, thanks for listening this week. I hope you guys did have a great experience with the eclipse.
2024.
Let's all meet at the next one.
Yeah. Definitely.
In our wheelchairs.
We might be there in spirit.
Yeah.
But no, you guys, it was awesome. And I hope you had a great time too. And hopefully you didn't have to work like some people. Anyways, don't forget to get on our Patreon and sign up. We have membership levels that are affordable. It helps support the show. You know, we've been doing the show for a long, long, long time. You guys have been on this journey with us for many, many moons and moon cycles. So, you know, we want to continue doing that and bring you fun and exciting topics. So, you know, if you can, definitely you can go on our website and hit our donate button, or you can share the show, or you can shop through our links. So definitely get out there and do that.
And one of the links that I always put in the show is one to Jen's Poshmark closet. If you want some great deals on clothing, she's got all the deals. She's got purses, she's got shoes, she's got dresses, she got shirts, she's got jeans, pants, underwear.
No underwear.
Oh. Household goods.
Yes. And you know what I'm finding a lot lately?
Huh.
Vintage pots and pans. So this is the big thing. If you guys are into cooking and are looking for Revereware, or what's the other one? Farberware.
Farberware, yes.
With the copper bottom. Mm-hmm. I just found one. So guys, go in on my Poshmark page. It's, my name is HAPPIE22. And if you use that code, you're a first time shopper, you get $10 off.
All right. Well, thank you for listening this
week.
Guys. Check out all the links in the show notes. They will be there. Click on those links because it does help out the show. And we'll talk to you next week.
Yeah. Have a great week, everybody.
Goodbye. Inflicted.